When it comes to brand identity design, the holy trifecta and the things that people mainly think of are logos, colors, and fonts. And while these things are important, yes, and make up a huge part of your visual identity, there are a whole lot of other elements that go into creating a complete brand identity that elevate your brand, bring it all together, and take it to the next level. So if you're ready to stand out and show off your amazing work with a wow-worthy brand, let's talk about the brand elements that go beyond the basics. Hello and welcome to Brand Your Passion, the show that helps you turn the thing you love the most into something that people know and love you for. I'm your host, Holly Arnett, the brand coach for creatives, and I'm on a mission to make the world a more creative place, one brand at a time. If you're ready to get more eyes on your work, more dollars in your pocket, and more creativity in your life, you're in the right place. Welcome. Let's brand your passion. So the first element of your brand identity that goes beyond logos, colors, and fonts is patterns. If you want to expand your brand and give yourself some more flexibility, patterns are a super useful tool. These are repeatable designs that are unique to your brand, and you can use them as backgrounds, overlays on things like packaging, signage, your website, social media, so much more. Patterns are super flexible, super useful. You can use them in a couple of ways. You can have a seamless pattern that repeats over and over and over again, and you can like repeat it forever. Or you can have individual pattern pieces. So like if you go on the Maker and Moxie brand, you'll see we have these blobs that make up part of the brand identity, and I would call them a pattern, and we kind of tile them together to create a pattern, but we also break it apart and use those blobs as individual pieces. So that's a really cool way of having a flexible brand identity, and that you can use the pattern altogether or individually across your brand in different ways. As a complement to patterns, you can also have illustrations in your brand. Illustrations are a great way to communicate ideas and to show off your brand in a really fun way. These can be really abstract or really realistic decorations or drawings in your brand colors and a unique style to you that can be used to illustrate different concepts across your business. So you can, like I said, have abstract things like squiggles and blobs and squares and shapes and all sorts of things, or you can have like realistic illustrations of people and things around your house or whatever you want to illustrate. It can be a whole different range, and you can do so many different styles of illustration. So that's why it's a really cool way to expand your brand, because it really takes it from just colors and fonts into this next level of branding, because within illustration, there are so many different styles and formats and different vibes. And if you look at our ultimate branding checklist that we relaunched this year, we just did 3D illustrations, which were really fun. And that was like a whole new element that we had never done in our brand before. And so it's a really cool way to explore and to expand and add something new to your brand. Icons are like illustrations, but mini. They are small graphics that are used to represent ideas and are often used as bullet points or to illustrate a point. You can download a bunch of free icons in your style, or you can create your own custom icons to match your brand in a unique way. I use a website and an app called Noun Projects, and I pay a yearly fee to use those icons with a commercial license, and you can purchase other icon packs to be able to do the same from other different websites. Or like I said, you can create your own custom ones, which is super fun too. But similarly to illustrations, icons are a great way to add a little fun, a little personality to your brand with a little bit of illustration work. Next up, we have GIFs. And if you spend any amount of time on the internet, you will have seen your fair share of GIFs. And whether they are on your website or Instagram stories or in your email newsletters, they are fun ways to show off your brand and share your message. And you can create your own. You can create a GIF of your logo, your face, your products, or any taglines or sayings that you use. So go wild. You can make sure, just like with everything else, that you are using your brand colors and fonts to make them happen. I'm not just talking about using GIFs of like your favorite TV show or whatever, your favorite movie, your favorite character. Those are great too, and I highly recommend using those and making sure you're keeping them on brand and making sure they align with your values. But I'm more talking about using your logo and turning that into a GIF, or a GIF of your face, or creating a GIF of your product. You will see a lot of brands doing this, and it's a really great way to brand your social media or your website or get engagement with other people to use those GIFs as well. So a really great way to expand your brand and take it to the next level, and it is really, really fun. Before we carry on, I want to tell you about Craft Your Creative Brand. If you're listening to this and thinking, oh, this is kind of a lot, or I don't know how to do all of these things, or you know what, I would love to have somebody to walk through this with so I knew that I was doing the right thing and getting the right results for my creative business, then this is going to be perfect for you. Craft Your Creative Brand is a brand new course for artists and makers who want to DIY your own branding so that you can stand out, show off your work, wow your audience, and be proud of your brand. It is the second signature course in the Next Level Creative, and it comes with a complete curriculum designed to help you do that exactly, to DIY your brand, a community of creatives who are all creating their brands along with you, and the coaching and custom feedback that you need from me to take your creative business to the next level. The modules are dropping once a week right now, so you can jump in and join us live as we are all walking through it together. So if you are ready to take your brand to the next level and craft your creative brand, then you can join us at thenextlevelcreative.com. Now let's get back to the episode. The next way that you can go beyond the brand basics and level up your brand identity is with photography. As they say, a picture is worth a thousand words, so it is important to have some images in your brand identity. You are going to want a suite of images that represent your brand and your business visually and fit with your visual identity through their use of colors, tone, props, set, and more. This can also include stock imagery curated to fit your brand or your own photographs of you, your team, your products, your process, your space, your studio, and other things that make your business unique. To make your business look its best, you're going to want a range of consistent, well-crafted photos that are going to keep your business looking tip-top across all of your marketing materials over time. So as I said, that can include photos of you. If you have a team around you, that can include all of them. If you are selling products, that will include having regular updated photos of them that make them look really good. That means photos of them on their own, but also in situ. So if you have a print, have a photo of a print in a frame on a wall. If you have a keychain, like have a photo of a keychain hanging off a bag or something. If you offer services, then having photos of you doing that service or working with people is really good. And then there are campaign photographs too. So if you are working or doing a certain campaign, like a promotion or a launch, then you might have photos specifically for that launch or for that campaign too. And then to keep all of that together, you're going to want some photography guidelines that explain to you and to anyone else who takes your photos or uses your photos or is going to be collating and gathering stock photography for you or using stock photography in your graphics or anything like that, what they need to look like, how they need to be curated to make sure that it all stays on brand and in line with your overall brand strategy. Next up, let's talk about videography. If you are creating regular YouTube content, maybe you're creating one-off promotional videos, Maybe you're doing live stream videos, or you are creating TikToks or Instagram reels. You need to consider how these add to your brand. Video is becoming more and more prevalent, as we know, and particularly on social media. So if you're going to be making the most of this medium, you are going to need to be making sure that you stay on brand while you do that and making the most of it to elevate your brand, right? Some ways you can think about this and you can apply your brand across this is with your thumbnails or your cover images on social media. Your video intros and outros, those are really important. These could be video or they could be animated. Any graphics throughout your videos. You could also have videos of your products, videos of your services. You can also think about the set that you use or the surroundings that you are using when you are taking your videos. What does that look like? What's the lighting like? What are the colors behind you? What are you wearing? All of that stuff builds your brand and creates a feeling. And then again, just like I said with the photography, having guidelines to make all of that consistent is really important too. The next thing that you can consider when it comes to your branding is motion. So we talked a little bit about this in terms of GIFs, but motion graphics or animation is something that can really help to elevate your brand and take it to the next level, because motion helps to express messages and concepts that can be difficult to represent through just text alone. And it really brings elements to life through movement. So it's no surprise that so many brands are implementing animation and motion across their logos, websites, apps, videos, ads, and so much more. It's something that you can totally consider adding into your brand. You just have to make sure that it's on brand when you do it. Some ways that you can consider doing that, you could animate your logo. You could have an animated video about your business or about your product or about your service, or maybe you do an animated campaign for a certain launch or promotional period. You could have animated transitions within videos. When I did a video version of this podcast, I had an animated transition between different parts of the videos. You can go back onto the Maker and Moxie YouTube channel if you want to watch that. My friend Devin animated those transitions and they were amazing, and it makes it more dynamic and more engaging, keeps it on brand as well. So that's really important too. As I said before, you can have animated intros and outros, and then also you can have animated user interactions. So things on your website, when somebody clicks on something or when they scroll or when they hover over something, do things move? Do things animate? Those are things to consider too. And then last but not least, this is something you can play with it if you are clever, is sonic branding or the use of branded sound. This is something that can add a lot to your brand and the experience of your customers and clients. Brands that use music that is aligned with their brand identity are 96% more likely to be remembered by their customers than brands that use unfit music or no music at all. So think about like the catchy music that accompanies an ad that always plays, or the sound that a notification from your email app makes, or the soundtrack to your favorite podcast, right? These pieces of audio all add to your experience and awareness of that brand, and your brand could have that too. Think of the intro and outro music of this podcast, right? Like, I picked this music on purpose to feel a certain way, and you hopefully hear this music, you remember that it's this podcast, and it signifies that this podcast is starting and ending, and that's something that is really powerful. And then also physical sounds. So an example I use of this all the time is when you buy something new from Apple and you open the box and it really slowly opens, and there's like that really slow like shh, and the anticipation builds as you hear that sound and the box slowly opens. That is a physical sound that has been designed on purpose and it's part of Apple's sonic branding. And there are so many different examples of that that will help to build a brand, and it can be something you can pay attention to also. So that is a list of many things that you can do to go beyond the basics when it comes to building your brand identity. as we said, yes, you can do logo colors and fonts, and those are the basics and those are the key things you need to worry about. And if you just do those things, that's incredible. Don't worry about anything beyond that. If that's all you can do, you can build a great brand by just doing those things. But if you want to go beyond the basics, the things we've just talked about, patterns, illustrations, icons, GIFs, photography, videography, motion, and sound, or different ways that you can really elevate your brand, really create a cohesive, complete, really compelling, really wow-worthy brand that will help you stand out, take things to the next level, and create something really special. So I hope that was really interesting, helped you to generate some ideas and spark some curiosity and some creativity in your own creative business. And as I said in the middle of the episode, if you are interested in learning from me about how to do this and getting some support and cheerleading and community to do this with a group of other creatives from start to finish, then check out thenextlevelcreative.com. The link will be in the show notes and you can come and join us. You can do the course before this, which is all about your brand strategy, and then you can come and do this course to craft your creative brand, and I would love to support you in that process. So as I said, hope this has been helpful. Let me know on Instagram or Threads if it has been, and I will see you in the next one. Bye everyone.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Brand Your Passion and choosing to spend time with me learning all about branding, business, and all things creativity. You can find more episodes just like this one at makeitandmoxie.com/podcast. If you like this one, you can tap that subscribe or follow button so that you're notified about each and every new episode. And if you've got a spare second, please leave a review on iTunes or wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast, because I would absolutely 100% love to hear from you. If there were some helpful goodies in this episode for you, it would mean the world to me as well if you could screenshot that podcast player right now, hop on over to Instagram or Twitter, and tag us at Maker and Moxie. By subscribing, reviewing, and sharing, you're helping reach more creators just like you, so that together we can make the world a more creative place, one brand at a time. We can't achieve this mission without you, so your support means the absolute world. I will talk to you in the next episode, but until then, keep creating.